As the number of job cuts to the public service skyrockets, Victoria University is offering a new scholarship for those made redundant. Aptly named the Wellington Public Sector Scholarship, it pays for two courses done in the second trimester of this year. The university says it's aiming to give people the chance to transform their careers. Nick Smith is Vice-Chancellor of Te Hiranga Waka Victoria University of Wellington and joins us now. Good morning. Okay, this is just for those that have lost their jobs in the public sector. It's not a scholarship for anybody?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was the thinking there in doing so, in keeping it to just those that have lost their jobs recently, I guess?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you will be well aware, last year the university sector went through quite a difficult transformation. So we're well aware of the challenge that is for both the individuals and their family and whānau. And this was something that we really felt we could make a contribution to. There is enormous skill in the public sector, but there's also a developing set of opportunities, and whether that's in technology or whether that's in policy. And the university is well placed to help people think about new opportunities in that space. We wanted to lower the barrier to doing that and trying that, and that was the genesis of this scholarship program.
Put this into scale for me. What's it, do you offer a lot of scholarships generally?
We offer a range of scholarships for both undergraduates and postgraduates. This is the first time we've sought to address a specific need as we see it in the city at the moment. But it's a fairly significant offer on our part, and we're pleased to be able to provide it.
Is there an element of it whereby you're sort of hoping to promote what you can offer in general to the public service and those looking to perhaps have a career change? This is I don't want to accuse you of being opportunistic, but that you've sort of gone, hey, look, we can highlight the potential for what we can offer here.
Yeah, I just have it more as lowering the barrier. I mean, I know from my own experience, having spent time after my undergraduate degree working in the workforce, coming back to university can be sometimes a slightly intimidating move. And we do think we have things to offer. We have things to offer across a whole range of different skills. And we wanted to, at a time which is really difficult for people, as they are perhaps thinking about what their careers, where they're going, we wanted to make that easy. So they could try what those things look like.
And in terms of your budget, I mean, it's tight times for everyone. You're comfortable with finding $250,000 for this?
Yeah, as you know, we went through some pretty fundamental financial challenges last year, and that was based on putting the university on a sustainable footing. That sustainable footing means that we can do these kinds of initiatives as the need presents itself. And so, yes, we're very confident that we will be able to fund these at the level we've indicated.
Can I just ask you quickly to the news yesterday around heritage protections for one rather large building that's derelict on your campus or near your campus that you had been hoping would be ticked off by the government, essentially endorsing the council's proposal that it would no longer have heritage status, this former hall of residence. That decision from the government not to back that, are you disappointed with that?
Yeah, we are disappointed. Wellington is a wonderful city for students and young people, but one of our limitations is providing high-quality, affordable accommodation. And we had plans for turning that site into warm, safe, dry accommodation for our students. And it's really disappointing that those plans are on hold indefinitely until we can address the heritage status.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that. That is Nick Smith there, who is the Vice-Chancellor at Te Hiranga Waka Victoria University.